This is program number LW2739. His is the kind of story producers could take and make into a movie and make millions out of it. Hi, this is Larry West. I'm talking about the story of Clyde Thompson. Clyde is dead now. He died just a few years ago in his 60s. I saw Clyde just 2 weeks before he died. We would run into each other frequently around the country in our traveling, Clyde telling his story and helping a lot of people with it. Clyde spent 28 years behind bars. Let me tell you about him. When Clyde was just 17 years old, he and a couple of other guys were out hunting one day, and on their way back to town, a couple of bullies stepped up and started bugging them. So Clyde shot and killed them. He was thrown into jail and became the youngest prisoner in our history to be sentenced to die in the electric chair. He spent 3 months on death row. Finally, with just hours before the switch was to be pulled, Governor Ross Sterling of Texas commuted Clyde's death sentence to life. Clyde told me that when he was a young man in prison, he decided he didn't want to spend his life there. He decided, therefore, to get himself killed somehow. And before it was all over, newspapers referred to him as the meanest man in Texas. Clyde admitted that a total of 8 men were in their graves because of him. Reflecting on it, Clyde told me one night that he was involved in an attempted prison break one day with the infamous Bonnie Parker's husband. That fellow was killed in it, and Clyde almost lost his own life from a bullet wound. As a result, Clyde spent 5.5 years in an old abandoned morgue behind death row. You see, that was before they had isolation cells. They had to make one for Clyde. It was a cell that had a steel door, but no light. That morgue was sandwiched between 2 tall buildings, and about 5 hours of daylight was all the light that Clyde had. It was a place made just for him. You see, Clyde was not to be trusted anymore anywhere else. The only thing that he had to wear was his underwear. The officials were afraid if he could, Clyde would make a hangman's noose out of clothing and hang himself in there. He slept on one of the 6 concrete shelves in that morgue, slabs, where they used to put the bodies of those who died in prison. No bedding, no clothes. Clyde said that in that isolation cell, he had 3 steps, just 3, to make from one end to the other. And he walked back and forth like a wild animal in a cage. He wore holes in the concrete floor where he made the turn in each end with his bare feet. Clyde was in isolation. Now, you may not believe this, but Clyde was in isolation 13 years. Clyde told me that he had to eat with his fingers and the roaches would come and clean the excess food off during the night. Well, Clyde was about to go crazy, as you can imagine, and he told me that he knew he had to do something to occupy his mind or he would end up a raving maniac. So he asked for the only thing he knew the officials would give to him. He asked for a Bible, and he began to read it. He read and he read. He digested its contents. For months, he didn't have a light bulb in his cell, so he took advantage of the sunlight shining through his one window the few hours of the day, and he would commit to memory all the passages in the Bible that he could. Then after dark, he would go over them again and again and again in his mind. When he could see, he would write them on the wall of his cell. Some graffiti, right? Anyway, as a result, Clyde Thompson saw a devastating thing happen in his life. To make a long story short, he became a dedicated Christian. And he was eventually, get this, released, granted full pardon, and even restoration of American citizenship. He was set free. And he began working then with ex-prisoners. And believe it or not, he became responsible for winning more than 1,600 prisoners to Jesus Christ. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. What Clyde found in the pages of God's Word opened the prison door, and he was granted full pardon. You know what it was? Did he learn? I have a pamphlet that talks about what Clyde found all right there in the Bible. The pamphlet I've written is called What is the Gospel? It's yours free. What is the Gospel? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71 291.